Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram Smarami Radham Madarasmitasyam Padami Radham Karanabhadram Tato Mamanyasti Katirnakapi. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki Jai. To conclude our introduction about the position of the Rasleela and the benefits one gets from Rasleela, we're discussing the Shruti Phala, which is the conclusion verse, blessing by the author and speaker Vyasamuni and Shukadeva Goswami. And they're telling all of us, whoever reads the Rasleela, whoever hears the Rasleela, they'll get an incredible blessing and benediction. Such a blessing, such an incredible blessing, the Ati Ati Ashirvad, the supreme, supreme, super excellent blessing of freedom from heart disease. This is the power of the Bhagavatam. This is the power specifically of the Rasleela, because this benediction is given in only this chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Freedom from the real heart disease, which is kamam ridrogam. The heart disease of lust, lusty desires, which are burning all of us, tormenting all of us, agitating all of us, disturbing all of us. When we wake, when we dream, this is an unfortunate part of the reality of living in the material world as a conditioned soul. So to repeat the verse, Shukadeva Goswami says, Vikriditam Vrajabhaduridam Chavishno Shadanvita Shunyad Atavarnayad Ya Shadanvita. Then he says, the next line he says, Bhaktim Param. This is the essential line of the verse. Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kamam Vridrogam Ashwa Pahanoti Achirena Dira. Anyone who faithfully hears the Rasleela with Shraddha, he will get cure of heart disease. One who becomes free from lust becomes free from birth and death. No more janma, mrityu, jira, vyadhi. When lust goes, everything, all material attachments and illusions and sufferings and miseries, they go with it. But how can lust go? You can try hypnotism, you can try psychology, you can try self-restraint, you can try cold showers, you can try a sattvic diet, sattvic ahar. Still, no matter how hard you try, lust will never leave us. Lust is our constant companion from sunrise to sunset and on to the next sunrise. Our old friend, Mr. Lust, Kamdev. So there's the material Kamdev, the Lord of desire, the Lord, the controller, the creator, the inspirer, the exciter, the agitator of material desire. Kamam. Lust. Lust for wealth, lust for women, man, enjoyment, physical pleasure, conjugal love. He's ruling everyone. He's the emperor, the samrat, sharir samrat. The emperor, the lord of everyone's body is lust and everyone's mind. He drives us, he pushes us, he compels us, he forces us to act, to think, to speak, to look, to feel. And imagine by reading Rasleela, Rasa Panchadaya, one can become completely free from lust. And lust has a few close friends. Lust has a parivar, a Kamadev parivar. Kamadev parivar, one of his relatives, a very close and intimate relative of his, is krodha, anger. One of the best friends of lust is anger. Then another very good friend of lust is greed. Then, of course, envy is trailing right behind. And the net result of lust, anger, greed, and envy is illusion, bewilderment, misconception, confusion, material attachment, and rebirth. Punarjanam. Now, to conquer that emperor, that samrat, Kamadev samrat, who's ruling our existence, the only quality that can conquer lust is love. And I don't mean material love, I mean transcendental love, spiritual love, sacred love. This is what Rasleela is all about. It's about sacred love, divine love. Nirmal Vishuddha, Madhurya Prem. When Krishna Prem enters the heart, then the emperor runs away. He runs. Kamadeva runs away. Why? Because he's defeated by the Aprakrita. Aprakrita Madan Mohan. The Aprakrita Madan. The Aprakrita Madan. Aprakrita means transcendental, divine, divya. Lord of love and the Lord of spiritual love and the Lord of spiritual desire and spiritual actions and activities is Kamadeva Sri Krishna. Kamadeva Gopinath. And the whole Rasleela is about Gopinath. Shriman Rasa Rasarambi Bamshi Vatatatastitaha. Karshan Venu Swaner Gopir Gopi Nata Striestuna. Sri Bangalalitam Shamam. Gauri and Sham. Krishna and the Gopis. When Krishna enters the heart, his love, his prem, his karuna, his purity, then lust runs away. Just like the darkness of night, Ratrikal. When the Surya rises in the morning, with the rising sun, then the darkness runs away to the western direction. The sun is rising in the opposite direction, the east, and the moon is running to the west. They cannot coexist. Sunshine and moon do not light and darkness. Material calm, material lust is darkness. Spiritual love, sacred love is a brilliant sun. This is Krishna. Krishna is telling in the Rasa Panchadaya, chapter 33, verse 39, that read about my divine love, remember my divine love, worship my divine love, speak about my divine love with my Nirmal Vishuddha Premi Bhaktas, Radhika, Lalita Vishaka, and all the gopis. Absorb yourself. And the mood, the bhav, the mood of love, the mood of dedication, the mood of surrender, the mood of absorption. Kamadev, material Kamadev, lust, Kandarpa, it's called Kandarpa, Panchabana. Kandarpa, Darpa, fills us with pride, Dumba, Darpa. And Panchabana, Kamadev has five arrows, Panchaban. Eyes, he defeats us, the material Kamadev, the god of lust, he controls our eyes, so we think with lust. He controls our ears, so we hear about lusty affairs and lusty kam kata, lusty talks. And we smell lusty smells, and we speak about lusty topics. We remember lusty topics. So when Kamadeva Krishna, Aprakrita Madan, makes a home in our heart, when he sits in our heart, by his sweet will, then we have desire. We don't have lust, we have love. We don't have material desire, prakriti kam, we have aprakriti kam, alokik kam. We become filled, saturated. We become Krishnamayi, Krishna Sevamayi. We become filled with unlimited anantakam, anantakam, unlimited desires to serve and please and satisfy Bhagavan Sri Krishna. This is Bhagavat Prem. Krishna Prem. This love, Prakriti Kamadeva is available in the Rasa Panchadhyaya, chapter 29 through 33. But there's one condition, which we mentioned yesterday. One has to hear with faith. And we see, we want to step aside and discuss a comparison between the Srimad Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. In this verse, Shukla Muni and Vyasadeva are promising that Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pratilabhya. First, Parabhakti, Bhaktim Param Bhagavati. Parabhakti, Bhagavan Parabhakti. What is Parabhakti to Bhagavan? It is Braja Prem. What type of Braja Prem? Is it Yashoda's love, or Subal Sakha's love, or Dao's love, Balaram's love? Or is it, the love of the coward boys? Whose type of love is it? Because it's Ras Leela, it's Gopika Kata, it's Madhurya Ras, Madhurya Kata. The love that gives his Parambhakti Pratilabhyate is Krishna's Parabhakti. Krishna's Parabhakti. And his Parabhakti is with Radhika and the gopis. Bhaktim Param Bhagavati. Bhagavan Parabhakti. Bhagavan Parabhakti means Bhagavan Sri Krishna's Braja Madhurya, Madhurya Ras, Parakiya Bhav, the gopis' love. The gopis' Parabhakti. Radhika's Parabhakti. Pratilabhyate, you will get this. You will attain this. First comes love. Krishna gives his love. First he gives Parabhakti. When Parabhakti, Brajbhakti, divine love of God, sacred love of God enters our hearts, then we come to the platform of Brahmabhuta. Brahmabhuta. Brahmabhuta means Brahman. Because when love enters our hearts, material lust, Kamadeva, runs away. And he takes with him Kam, Krodh, Lobh. First lust goes, and then anger goes, and greed goes. Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mada, Matsarya, everything, illusion, envy, misconception, everything goes. Because when divine love enters the heart of conditioned soul, he becomes a shud, a paramparam shud bhakt. He becomes a pure devotee of God, a Krishna premi. His heart, his mind, his life, his activities, his speech, his thoughts, his swapna, his dreams, everything is saturated Krishna prema mayi, saturated with Krishna prema, and a particular bhav. It's not the same bhav as the parakiya bhav of the gopis. The bhav of the buddha jiva who attains prema, it is dasya bhav, dasi bhav. It's seva bhav. He is a servant. Krishnara nitya das. Krishna nitya das, das, das. This is what happens when love comes in the heart. Prati, step by step. More love, more seva. Bhagavan seva. That's more love. Krishna is saying, he's addressing, this verse is very special. Yes, Krishna is saying, someone who's full of lust, if someone is full of lust, he's not on the Brahman platform. He's not an Atmaram yogi. Atmaram Muniyo. He's total materialist. He's a Vishayi Jana. Vishayi Jana. He's an enjoyer, a bogi, first class bogi. Lust. So Krishna's saying, yes, you're a first class bogi. And everyone says, yes, that's me. Are you totally engrossed in and attached to sense gratification? Yes, that's me also. Guess what? This is for you. I have something for you and your wife and your husband, everyone. Because every man, woman, and child in this material world is full of lust. Okay, not me. I only have 10% lust. But that man, he's really lusty. He has 75%. He has 75%. I'm not doing bad. I only have 25%. And that person, what do you think of Mr. X or Mr. whatever? Oh, everyone agrees he's 100% lusty man. 100% lusty man. So Krishna is speaking to that man, to that person, human being. Because that's everyone in Kali Yuga. Hello, I have something for you. Come here. I have one product for you. It's very good. Do you have, you're suffering from some heart disease? Well, no, not now. But my father died of heart cancer. So maybe in the future I will get. Acha. Here, take this and you won't get any cancer. No heart disease. So, yes, I'm suffering from lust. Krishna says, come. Here. Here's the medicine. Here's the Dawa Lelo. Really Dawa Lelo. Here's the medicine for your heart. Rasa Panchadaya. Read about Krishna's sacred love, divine love, the dance, the Ras Mandala of divine love, dancing, singing, laughing, enjoying, if you have faith. So now, first Krishna in the Bhagavatam is giving some ashirvad or blessing that he's never given in any Shastra, any Ved, Praman, Puran, Shruti, Smriti, nowhere. So many benedictions are given, Ekadasi Mahatmyam, Krishna speaking to, Sri Krishna speaking with Yudhishthira Maharaj, and says, you perform this Ekadasi Brat, and you get this Bratafal, Bratfal, the fruit of your penance, austerity, a result, a goal. You get Mukti, you get this, that. But Gopika Prem, the topmost degree, the topmost stage of the highest, purest, most transcendentally clear form of Godhead, Brajamadurya Bhakti, Brajamadurya Prem of the Radharani and the Gopis. I am giving that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the rest of Panchadaya, and nowhere else. Nowhere else. Not in Gita, not in anywhere. It's a special offer for us. Now, Krishna is saying, you read this chapter, you surrender, you have faith, you believe in it, and I will give you freedom from lust and heart disease. I will give you liberation. Not just liberation, not Brahma Sayujya Mukti, Brahma Kaivalya. I will give you Prem Samadhi. I will take you to Golok Dham. Golok Dham Prapti. I will embrace you. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna will embrace you. I'm not going to embrace you with my jyoti. Brahma Suyuja means that Bhagavan's jyoti, the jyoti of Bhagavan, he embraces the Gyan Yogis as they merge in Brahman. So they're covered and surrounded by the Brahma jyoti, the Brahman. So that's Brahman Alingata. Bhagavan Brahman Alingata. The embrace of the jyoti or light emanating from the transcendental form of the Lord. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, Srila Sukadeva Goswami explains about the absolute truth, the paratattva. The paratattva means the absolute truth, God, the creator, destroyer. He says, Vedanti tat tatvavidas yad taj gyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. Bhagavan iti shabdyate. Vedanti tat tatvavidas. Vedantis. Vedanti tat tatvavidas. Vedantis, those who know the end of Veda, those rishis, those munis, those sages, who know the conclusion, the siddhant, the paramgati of Vedas, Vedanti tatvavidas, they know the Vedas, and they know the conclusion. So what do they say when they describe God? God is Brahman. No. Yes, God is Brahman, but God is more. Paramatmeti, says Brahmit. Brahman, Paramatmiti, says he's Brahman. Yes, that's his jyoti. That's Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna's jyoti is Brahman. The effulgence of Brahman. But then, Krishna has a localized form in every atom, in every heart, in every universe. Kiradakshay Vishnu. Kiradakshay Vishnu. Paramatma. Antaryami. Antaryami. Yami. Go. Enter. Antar. Inside. Bichme. To enter in the middle. So Antaryami means that expansion, Ananta Rupam. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Ananta Aishvarya Rupam. Kala. The unlimited expansions of Krishna's opulence and power and controlling ability has, he's expanded in unlimited Anatta Rupam Vishnu forms in every single heart of every jiva, every atom, every universe. This is Aishwarya. Now we come to Bhagavan. The sages say, ultimately, the highest form of God is not Brahman, not Paramatma, but Bhagavan iti shabdyate. The shabda. Shabda means transcendental sound. When one actually hears Veda Shruti, Veda Shruti, Veda Shravan, if he actually hears the conclusion of the Veda, the Anta, Vedanta, Vedanta, he will understand by that shabda, Veda, Shabda Brahman, that shabda of Veda will reveal Swayam Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, the supreme personality of Godhead. So Bhagavan is the topmost form of the Lord. So in Gita, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. And the 18th chapter, verse 54, Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna says to his disciple, his devotee, his friend, Arjun, Sunye, Arjun Sunye, Brahmabhuta prasanatma nasochiti nakankshati samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labate param. The last shloka, the last pada, the char pada, the last pada, the last line of Gita, chapter 18, verse 54 says, mad bhaktim labate param. Now compare the Gita with the Bhagavatam. Compare the 18th chapter, verse 54 of Gita with the Rasa Lila, with the Shruti file of Rasa Lila, Rasa Panchadhyaya. Chapter 33, verse 39. There, the same Bhagavan Sri Krishna is saying, first I will give you Mad Bhaktim Param. I will give you my transcendental love, Parabhakti. That's what's telling in Bhagavatam. And when that Parabhakti, that divine Brajabhakti, pristine prem, that pure love of Radha and Krishna based on surrender and pure absolute dedication, and selflessness, that type of surrender, heard with a pure heart and full belief and faith, Sharanvita, you'll get Krishna's love, Krishna Prem Prapti. Not just his love, Vaikuntha Prem or other Prem, but you'll get Braja Prem, Gopika Prem, Radha's Prem, Gopi's Prem. First. And then what happens? First comes Prema, then comes Kamam, Rogam. All this Ashva Pahinoti Achirindhira. Then very quickly, lust will go. Now the same Krishna, Bhagavan, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, through the mouth of Shukamuni and Vyasadeva, who is Krishna, the same Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he's speaking about Parabhakti somewhere else in Bhagavad Gita. And there, let's look at the verse. Krishna says, listen, Arjuna, first you have to become Brahman realized. Brahmabhuta means come to the spiritual platform. First, you have to come to the spiritual platform. This is Krishna's teachings in Gita, Atara Adhyaya. Brahmabhuta, come to the spiritual platform. What does that mean? That means Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahman. I am eternal. Nityam. Sat Chit Ananda. Me Jivatmahun. Me Nityahun. I am eternal. Full of consciousness and joy. But now I am covered by Mahamaya. My real identity is covered by this illusion, false identity. So Krishna says, when you become Brahman realized, which means when you come to the spiritual platform of reality, that I'm part and parcel of God, what happens then? That means you're liberated. When you come to the Brahman platform, you're liberated. Then what do you experience? Brahma Bhuta Prasan Atma. Your Atma. Atma means Sharir. Atma means mind, man. Atma means Atma. Atma means body, mind, soul, Atma. Prasan Atma. Prasan. Your mind, your body, your Atma becomes extremely happy, self-satisfied. Atma Ramata. Peaceful, Shanti. Shanti, 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 Hi Shanti. I travel all over India doing pravachan. on the trains, here and there on the trains, mostly, to meet people. And they say, oh, Swamiji, you're practicing bhakti yoga, Radha Krishna Upasana. You're doing Radha Krishna Upasana, mantra jap, puja, swadhyaya, bhagavat swadhyaya. And you're worshiping Radha and Krishna. They are your ishtadev, devata. Has all of this bhajan and pravachan and this practice of bhakti yoga, is that making you peaceful? Every Indian, everywhere, even in America when we were preaching there, oh, you are doing some yoga. Yes, this is called bhakti yoga. I am also doing yoga, but my yoga is not making me peaceful. Well, my dear sir, then try bhakti yoga. Try chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, that sounds very nice. I think I'll try it. So this is the result of becoming liberated. Now you're on the Brahman platform, your Atma Ramata, Brahmabhuta Prasanatma. Now, what else do you experience? Na shochati, na kankshati. You have no hankering because there's no lust. If you're full of lust, you have hankering. I need it. I want it. I have to have it. I have strong craving for food. I have strong craving for sweets. I have strong craving for conjugal pleasure, man, woman. I just can't control myself. So obviously, when you're on the Brahmabhuta platform, there's no kankshati and no shochati. You're not hankering for material enjoyment, sense pleasure, indriya sukh, because you're experiencing Atmananda. You, when you come to the spiritual platform, Brahmabhuta, you experience Atmananda, the bliss of the soul, Atmaramata, self-satisfied. I have everything right here. I don't have to look anywhere for anything. I don't need anyone for anything. I don't want anything of this world. And I don't want anyone of this world. Because I am Brahma, Bhuta, Prasanatma. I'm happy. I don't need you for happiness. I don't need woman for happiness. I don't need man for happiness. I don't need money and prestige. Lobh, puja, lobh, pratishta. Honor, distinction. Yes, I am the great. Niskinchan. Or kuch nahi chahiye. I don't want anything. And I have no hankering and lamenting. Kankshati, shochati. Kankshati, shochati. In the material world, these are the two sides of material life. Ask yourself, we're hankering for something that we want or think we want or think we need, and then we lose it and we lament, or we don't attain it and then we lament. So the spiritually fixed person who's existing on the spiritual platform, there's no anchoring, no lamentation. And after coming to that topmost, exalted, most difficult to attain Brahmabhuta spiritual platform, which is called the stage in English, we say, he is a self-realized soul. He's a God-realized man. In whatever form of God, Brahman realized, Paramatma realized, Bhagavan realized. Once you become liberated from this material world, according to Sri Krishna's teaching in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse 44, then I consider that you have the adhikar. Mukti is the adhikar to get prema bhakti. Mukti is the adhikar to attain para bhakti. Mukti is the adhikar, the qualification, the necessity to receive para bhakti and become Krishna's bhakta, mad bhakta. Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji ma namaskaru ma me vaisyasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. Become Krishna priya. Become dear to Krishna. You must become liberated. Then he gives his love. Krishna instills his love, prema vesh. His love enters our heart with that ladini shakti and sandini shakti. We become fixed in loving service. Seva. Prema seva Bhagavan, Sri Krishna and Radhika. And then we move and act for their pleasure and make them happy. This is ladini. And Gita, he's saying you have to be liberated. Now, how is it, just see the paradox. Because Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, is God. He is unlimited, infinite. We are finite and limited. He is ananta, we are nanta, we end, we finish. the same Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he says in Gita, Gita's the law book for the entire world. It's describing so many aspects of reality. What is described in the Bhagavad Gita? The whole material world is described. There are five tattvas, five essential spiritual truths, pancha tattva, in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the Adi 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 Guru, Param Guru, the original spiritual teacher or master of the entire universe, is Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And what does he teach in Bhagavad Gita? He teaches, listen, pay attention. What does Krishna teach in Bhagavad Gita? He teaches about the material world. We are in the material world. So first he teaches, and God is also in the material world. Because if we're here, God is here. Antaryami, Paramatma. We are in this world. He's here. He's not in the material world, but he's with us. He's our Shakshi, Upadrashmanta, Evacha. He's our Upadrashta. Bhagavan Paramatma is our Upadrashta. He's our witness. He's our arranger. He's our inner guide, Chaitya Guru. Chaitya Guru. The Guru that's operating in our heart from the level of Chit, from Atma. That is Chaitya, inside. That eternally living Guru who's inside the heart, controlling everything, awarding us, giving us our good karmas, and punishing for us for our own bad deeds. Our punya phal and our papa phal. Krishna arranges, here, it's yours, take it, suffer. It's yours, take it, enjoy. This is called karma phal. We may not know what will happen tomorrow. Krishna knows. Tomorrow you will earn $1 million. Oh, that's very nice. Tomorrow you will die in a car accident. Oh, that's not very nice. So Krishna knows. He has the software of every jiva from his vantage point as Paramatma. So he says, oh, just see. Now is the day, now is the hour, now is the time to crash your car. Because this is the result of your previous sins in last life. So here you go. Boom! Haribo. Hogya. So Krishna, he's telling in Bhagavad Gita about the material world. He's telling Ishvara Tattva. Who is God? What is God? God is in your heart, Paramatma. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam, Riddhesharduna Tishtati, Brahmayan Sarvabhutani, Yanturudaya Maya. Krishna is telling in Gita, listen, Arjun, hey, listen, everyone, every man and woman. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam, Riddhesharduna Tishtati, I'm in your heart. I'm right here. Turn, look within. As Lord Jesus said, the kingdom of God, Vrindavan Dham, Golok Dham, where is it? It's far away. Yes, it's far away, and it's also in the heart. The kingdom of God is within your heart. Look within. Every seer, every sage, every rishi, every muni will say, look within. Control, meditate, realize. This is the teachings of yoga. Control, meditate, realize. God within. So Krishna, he's within our hearts. And he's arranging everything, and he's saying that, Gita is saying, become Brahman, realize, and I'll give you love. And this is the teaching. Now, the five tattvas, he teaches jiva tattva. Who is God? Who is the Atma? Who am I? What is my real identity? Who am I? Am I man? Am I woman? I'm an Indian American? No, I'm eternal, nitya, jiva. So, Krishna's teaching about the material world, about God and man and us. And he's teaching about prakriti. What's going on in this world? How is it arranged? How is it moving? What's causing everything? This is all the Maya Shakti. Tamagun, Rajagun, Sattvagun. Trigunamayi Pradhan. The chief factors, the main factors in the material world are passion, ignorance, passion and goodness. Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. So Krishna is teaching Prakriti Tattva. About what is this material body made of? Bhumira po nalo vayu kammado buddhir evacha ahankara iti yame bina prakriti ashtada. There's ashta prakriti, which are the underlying fundamental building blocks of this material world and everything in it, including our body. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ego, hankara. Beyond all that is me. I am beyond the body. I am not the body, the mind, the hankara. I am Atma, Satchitananda. I am eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. And I'm meant to be an eternal Dham. The Krishna teaches Prakriti Tattva. And then he teaches Kala, Kala Tattva. What is time? Time. Everyone knows about time. You can't buy back a minute of time. Time is moving everyone to the jaws of death. Everyone will be finished in time. If not today, time, tomorrow's time. One will be finished by the effect of Kal, Kala Chakra. It's called Karma Chakra, Kala Chakra. The wheel of time, the circle of time, Kala Chakra. It's spinning everyone's life to extinction. Time is destroying. Anything we built will be destroyed. The body we have will be destroyed. By what force? What Shakti? What truth? Time. Krishna says in Gita, Kalosmi, Kalosmi, I, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, I am time. Me samehum. Samehum. I am time. Me samehum. I am time. Time is me. So when you're up, Krishna is taking you away. Then what's the fifth subject about the material world which is found in Bhagavad Gita? That is karma tattva. Karma. How is it that some people are born in a good family? Some people are born with a golden spoon in their mouth and they're kuripatis at birth. They never work. They never go to school. They never struggle. They never slug it out. Or slog it, whatever they say. I don't know, different terms in different ages. They haven't made money at their fingertips, opulence, prestige, fame, beautiful body. How come? And another human being is born as a rickshawala, a street sweeper, a laborer, a common laborer. No bodily beauty, no opulence, not poor health, bad health, disease all the time, suffering. Oh, God is unjust. God is unjust. He's not fair. Why he made him a dhani and made him a gareeb? One is ek admi gareeb, dusra admi dhani wala, lakhpati. Kyo? Why? So that's the whole subject of karma tattva in Bhagavad Gita. It's explained very nicely. It says, yoga shuchinam srimatam gehi, yoga brashtavi jayate. In the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is explaining that if one performs punya and good deeds, he gets born in a shuchi parivar, a pure, clean family, a Brahmin family. Shuchinam Shrimatam Gehi. He's born in a family of Brahmins and Vaishnavas and clean-hearted and pure-minded people, dharmic, religious people that love and care and are grateful and help one another and share and worship God. Shuchinam. Then there's Shrimatam Gehi. Gehi means Shrimatam. Shrimatam means Shri, Lakshmi, opulence, beauty. They have beauty, power. They may not be very pure in mind. They may not be very pure in heart. They may be full of greed. And they spend their millions of dollars to control the world. They may be full of lust. And they engage in all kinds of illicit activities. Because they're enjoying. So karma is there. And very tiny, small mention. Krishna and Gita is alluding to and mentioning the ultimate conclusion is love. Surrender all this. Sarva dharman prityaja. Mam ekam shananam braja. Aham tvam sarva papevyo. Mukshayishmi ma shucha. In the conclusion of Gita, or Bhagavad Gita, he's mentioning surrender it all, surrender everything, take shelter of me. I will protect you. I will free you from all your pap. And in other verses in 18th chapter and 9th chapter, he talks about love. He says, in many verses, he says, you can become dear to me. He concludes the pada, the shloka, by saying, priyosi me. If you serve me, if you remember me, priyosi me, priyosi me, priyosi me. He's telling Arjuna and all of us, if we engage in this service and surrender, then we control our senses, we become Krishna priya, in Gita, very dear. And then Krishna gives a conclusion by saying, My Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, said, this is the four-point program. This is the four-point, there's four-point program, the four steps to actually develop or express your Krishna prema, your love. So love is mentioned indirectly, and of course that's the ultimate goal of Bhagavad Gita, to love God, be a bhakta, be his pure devotee lover. So he says, manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru mame vaishasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. First in many, many verses in Gita, Krishna is telling how to approach the concept of priyosime. Control your senses, you become dear to me. Be kind to others, you become dear to me. Be charitable and generous, you become dear to me. Priyosime, priyosime. Then in this verse, Krishna says, now what does it mean? What does it mean if you're actually Krishna Priya? Besides controlling your senses and having all good human qualities and Vaishnava qualities, Vaishnavachar, Vaishnava Sadachar, it means that day and night, moment to moment, manmana bhavamadakto, a real Priya, Krishna Prema, Priya is a Krishna Premi. This verse describes the paramgati, the prayojan of Bhagavad Gita. The prayojan is love. Prema Pumartha Mahan. This is the greatest art, Krishna Prema. This art means that manmana bhava, manmana, manmana bhava. Your mind, our mind is always in a state of existence, bhava. Existence, position, condition, bhava, man, bhava. Our mind is always existing at the lotus feet of Krishna. Savai mana Krishna padaravindiyor vachamsi vaikuntha gunar navarnane. Maharaj Ambarish, a great king of the world who lived in India millions of years ago, Ambarish Maharaj, he was a paramparam Krishna bhakt, Vishnu bhakt. And this verse from Bhagavatam glorifying him says, Savai mana Krishna padaravindiyor. His mind, was always fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna padara yor, pada, pada, Krishna pada. So he realized the teaching of Bhagavad Gita, man mana bhava. The state of his mental existence was Chobis Ganta, Satdin, Krishna Smaran, remembering Bhagavan Sri Krishna, his Nam Smaran, his beautiful Rup Smaran, his qualities, his name, his leelas, his teachings, and of course, serving him. So Ambarish is an example of that. So Krishna's teaching, this is the top, a lover never forgets their beloved, do they? If there is true love, a lover can never forget the beloved. So Krishna wants all of the conditioned souls, all of us, to become true lovers of God, to become Krishna Premis, be saturated with pure love of God, sacred divine love. No kam, krodh, lust, nothing. So now, how to do that? And if we attain that by the teachings of Krishna, then our mind will always be there. Man mana bhava mad bhakto. Then when your mind is always fixed on me, like Ambarish Maharaj, then you're mad bhakt. You are my devotee, my priya bhakta. My very dear devotee, very near and dear to me. You're loving me. You're surrendering to me. You're serving me. And I'm going to love you in return and serve you in return and surrender to your love. Love makes Bhagavan surrender. Krishna's name is Ajit. Achyuta Ajit. Ajit means no jit. Krishna can never be conquered by anyone. And Krishna's devotee is never conquered by anyone. Even the greatest Rakshas, Gnostic, atheist, whatever. Demon. Konteya pratijanihi name bhakti pranashiti. Pranash. The bhakti pranash. Bhakti pran. The life of love. The life of love. Bhakti pran means the life of love. The man bhava. The existence of a mind always fixed on Krishna will never be destroyed. Krishna tells Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, hey Konteya, Hey, son of Kunti, O illustrious Gandivaraj, Gandivadara, proclaim to the entire world that as I am Ajit Krishna, my bhaktas are Ajit Krishna Das. Ajit Krishna Bhakta. I can never be destroyed. I can never be defeated. I am God. Sarva Avatari. Sarva Avatari. Bhagavan. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. I can never be defeated. And you are my bhakta. Konteya pratijanihi na me bhakta pranashyati. Nash means destroyed, limited, diminished. What nash? My prana nash. The prana is your life. Pancha pran. No pran, no jivan. So no bhakti pran, no bhakta. No bhakti pran, no Krishna pran. That will never be destroyed. So this is Krishna's telling manmana bhava mad bhakta. Madhyaji mam namaskuru. 2 points. The 4-point program of prema bhakti. The 4-point program in Bhagavad Gita is given for Krishna prema bhakti. 1. Always fix the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. 2. Manmana bhava mad bhakta. Become Krishna's devotee. Because if you're always remembering someone and thinking about them, then you'll become dedicated to them. You'll become attached to them. You'll fall in love with them. Yes? They may not fall in love with you. You say a man, for example, he starts thinking of a woman day and night. She's so nice and she's like this and that. So manmana bhava. His mind exists in a state of always remembering his favorite girl, the girl that he's attracted to. Manmana bhava. Mad bhakto. Then he becomes her devotee. He becomes a servant. He becomes a servant. He tries to woo that lady or seduce that lady or attract that lady. Oh, please, will you please marry me? I promise to serve you and protect you and take care of you. Just become my wife. I can't live without you. I'm so attached to you. You're so beautiful. You're so sweet and tender. But this is mundane material love. So Krishna is saying, first point is put your mind always on me, become my devotee. It can't help. It cannot help but happen. If our mind is fixed on someone, we will become attached to them. We'll become attracted, attached, and want to serve them, and want to be with them, and associate with them. Manmana bhava mad bhakto. Madhyaji mam namaskuru. The third point of Krishna bhakti, chitta, or pure Krishna consciousness, third point of the prema bhakti program is worship. Yaji, puja, archan. Install a murti of me. Pran pratishta. Thakurji, Radha Krishna Thakurji, murti pran pratishta. Radha Krishna, Bhagavan, Swami Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, and Shrimati Radharani, murti pran pratishta. Install a deity, a form of Radha and Krishna in your house and worship them with all your mind and all your devotion. Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji mam namaskuru. And when you worship me and follow these 3 points, remember and always remember the bottom line, the underlying basis, the very cause and the underlying basis is this 4th point that I'm giving you, Arjuna, of Krishna Bhakti. The program, the process, the 4-step process of how to develop Krishna Prema is given in Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Mami vaishyasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. Krishna Priya. A lover of God, a Krishna Premi. This last point, the 4th point, is the most important point. Arjun, your mind is fixed on me. And you're worshipping me. And you become my devotee. But you must realize this point. Namaste, he says, Yaji, namaste. Namaste means you must offer, namaste means offer your obeisances. We say, let me offer my respectful obeisances. So we think of God, we become his devotee, we worship him, and then we offer pranams at the conclusion of puja. That's not what Krishna is saying, although that's part of it. That's a very small part. What Krishna says, the 4th point or the 4th step to realize God in love of God and to be a true Krishna premi is nama. Namaste. Namaha. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evaishasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. He says that yaji mam namas Mam Namaskaru. Krishna is saying in this pada, the third pada of the Bhagavad Gita chapter, it's an 18th chapter and 9th, can't remember exactly where, two places it's mentioned. He says, Madhyaji, Mam Namaskaru. Mam Namaskaru. Arjun, and every man on this planet, and every woman on this planet, I am speaking to you. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Bhagavad Gita me. In my Bhagavad Gita, in my law book for humanity, in my teachings, my perfect teachings about this material world, I am speaking, and I am teaching every single man, woman, and child on this planet Earth, India, Russia, China, through the Vani, Bhagavad Gita Vani. Gita Vani, Meri Vani. The words of God. The Bible is the words of God. The Quran is the words of God. The Gita is the words of God. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. God, the infinite, unlimited, supreme, absolute truth, said. He said, you want to be a Premi Bhakta? Then this fourth point, Mandyaji Namas Mam Namaskuru. Kuru means to do. Kuru. Kurute. Kurute means to do, act, perform. Mam means to me, because Krishna is speaking, it's first person. I, aham, me. Aham and mam. Aham, I, mam, me, I and me. So he's saying, Namas Kuru Namas Mam Namaste Kuru. You must do namas to me. And people translate that as saying, yes, you must offer respectful obeisances to Bhagavan. Pranipatena. As you conclude your puja, or you conclude your chapa, or your mala, or your shastra swadhyaya, you're studying the Bhagavatam and Gita, and you do puja, worship of God, archan, or any type of seva. Then at the conclusion, and also the beginning, you offer respectful obeisances. Dandabat pranams. Seva shesha katam, Bhagavan ka seva katam, then pranam kuru. Pranam kuru, dandabat kuru, bow down, lie like a stick. This is a niyam. This is a rule, or an order when one does seva. That this word namaste kurate means that also. But most importantly, Krishna is telling Arjuna, You cannot think of me, you cannot become my devotee, and you cannot worship me unless you have this fourth quality, humility, dainya. Namaste kurute means dainya bhav. You must be humble, meek and humble, lower than a blade of grass. Bhagavan Sri Krishna appeared in this world in Kali Yuga 500 years ago as the Prem Purushottam, Karuna Purushottam, the mercy avatar, Kripa Purushottam. Bhagavan Sri Krishna appeared in Kali Yuga 500 years ago as Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he again carried the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. And he summarized them in a sutra. Krishna came in the beginning of Kali Yuga, he spoke Bhagavad Gita, 705 verses. Then he saw, oh, that was 5,000 years ago. People cannot understand these 700 verses. Sat Shlok Bhagavad Gita. They can't understand it. They're not following it. They don't believe it. They don't accept it. Therefore, I will appear again. Then Sri Krishna and Radha combined. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the golden avatar. The golden avatar for Kali Yuga. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Radha and Krishna combined. All the power and attractiveness and blessings of Krishna combined with all the love, the tenderness, the sweetness and karuna of Radharani. Rasaraj Mahabhav. So he came and he's teaching Bhagavad Gita, not in 700 shlokas. Sri Krishna Chaitanya is teaching Bhagavad Gita in 8 shlokas. His Mukhya Pradhan. His Mukhya Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya's Mukhya Tattva Pradhan. Well, the same thing. His Mukhya Tattva. His main or his chief teachings. He's in 8 shlokas. It's called Sri Krishna Chaitanya's Shikshastakam, the eight shlokas of Shiksha. And in these eight shlokas, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shikshastakam, one will find the entire Bhagavad Gita. One will find the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. One will find Gita Govinda. One will find Puranas, Upanishads, Shruti, Smriti, all the thousands and millions of Vedic shlokas, Kavi, Sahitya, Siddhant, Puran, stories, everything in eight shlokas, because these are written and spoken by Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna Chaitanya. They're called Shikshastakam. This is the contribution of the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. We are members of Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. There are Char Sampradaya, all great personalities. There are Vaishnav Sampradayas, and they have their teachings. This is a special Shiksha of our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in there, he's teaching about this point of humility. Because without humility in Danya Bhav, one never gets to Prema. One never experiences Bhav. One never experiences Ruchi, Krishna Ruchi, or Krishna Bhav, or Krishna Prema. So he says in his beautiful teaching, Shikshastakam, Trinadapi Sunichena Taroriva Sahishnuna Amanina Manidena Kirtaniya Sadahari, Sri Krishna Sankirtan Sadahari, Hare Krishna Mahamantra Sadahari, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a Radha Krishna Yuga Mantra. Radha Krishna Yuga Mantra, Prem Pradaya, Prem Pradatta, Prem Pradatta, Radha Krishna Prem Pradatta Mahamantra. Radha Krishna Prem Pradatta Mahamantra. This Mahamantra, with 16 words and 32 syllables, which is described in Upanishads and described in Puran, and by all Acharyas and Munis, this Mahamantra is Radha Krishna Prem Pradatta. It will give love, pure love of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So he's teaching Trinadapi Sunichena. One should be very humble, more humble than a blade of grass. In Gita, Krishna's teaching, four-point program to become God-conscious, to develop Krishna Prem. He's saying, Mam Yaji Mam Namaskuru. The fourth one is Namaskuru. You should offer your obeisances. Namaskuru means you should be humble. You should be submissive. You should not be proud. Pride and love cannot coexist. Pride and love cannot coexist. Pride is the enemy of love. So this word in Sanskrit, namaha, nama, namaha, Krishna's teaching, because Krishna's Bhagavan, his teachings are very, very deep. Rahasya, rahasya, rahasya tattva. What does Sri Krishna ji say in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 3 or so? Raja vidya, raja guyam. Raja vidya, raja guyam. This vidya, this paravidya, this spiritual knowledge is very mysterious. It's very secret. It's very hidden. Rahasya tattva. This is rahasya tattva. How to find out the secret of Veda. How to find out the secret teachings of Krishna. One needs guru. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadakshyanti te jnanam jnaninas tatpadarshana. So this phrase of Bhagavad Gita, this pada, this shloka, he's saying, Mam Namaskuru means, Krishna is telling, listen everyone, listen every man and woman, you must do namaha. Na means nay, not. To stop, control, eliminate, destroy, remove. This means na, nehi. And ma means hankar, ego, false ego, pride, exploitation, selfishness. They are far, far removed from Krishna Prem. So the four-point program of always think about God, Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, and then become his devotee, Krishna Bhakt, then worship him with mantan, dan, Sri Krishna Samarpan. Worship Sri Krishna with all your thoughts, Always think about Krishna. Worship Sri Krishna with all your words. Always speak about Krishna. Worship Him with all your activities, all your karma. All your karma, actions, movements should be Krishna Seva. Krishna Upasanam. Radha Krishna Upasanam. However, it must all be done with no ego. Never think, aham karta, I am the doer, I did this Krishna Seva, I did that Krishna Seva, I built this mandir, I gave this pravachan, I did this, I did that. No ahamta. In prema, in Krishna prema, there's no room for ahamta. The tendency to think, I did it. Because this is not namaha. Namaha means remove your ego. If you have ego, ahankar, ma means ahankar, na means when we say namaste, oh, namaste, namaste Prabhu. This is a greeting. In the old days of India, in the tradition of India, two gentlemen would meet each other. They say, namaste, namaste Prabhu. What do we say now? Hi. Hi, Joe. Hi, Sunil. What's happening? Kya hua? Kya hua? What's happening? Because why? Because every man and woman in India and every country of the world is full of ahankara, full of false ego, pride, aggression, anger, controlship, exploitation, selfishness. No one, because there's word, then there's a meaning. There's word, a meaning of that word. There's the application of that word, and there's the bhav behind that word. What is the bhav? So in the old days, oh Prabhu, we say, oh Prabhu, I'm so namaste, I'm so happy to see you. First we call our friend, oh Prabhu, oh my Lord, my Master, namaste. I submit, namaha. I submit. I surrender my ego at your feet. I am your friend. I am your lover. I want to love you. I want to serve you, respect you, dedicate myself to you. Namaha, without any ego. Without any selfishness. You're my Prabhu, you're my friend. Hey, bye. Namaste, bye. Oh my brother. One man to another. Hey, bye. Namaste. Oh my friend, oh my brother. Please accept my respects. Accept my respects. Namaha means I'm putting my ego, my hankar. Hankar means my identity, who I am. My identity is I am dastva. I am not ahamtva. Ahamtva, I am dastva. Dasatva. I have the nature and the feeling and the mood to serve you. You are my Prabhu. And I offer respect. Dasosmi, O Prabhu. How may I serve you? This was the original culture of India. Mutual respect, mutual seva. Now Kali is dancing everywhere. Kali is dancing everywhere in every country. So people say, hi, can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? Can you help me? So much pride. So Krishna is telling in Gita this. Now back to the verse about Parabhakti. We established in Bhagavad Gita, the same Bhagavan Sri Krishna is telling, first you become Brahman realized. Come to the platform of Brahman first. Become liberated from all material attachments and all illusions. Become free from all material desires. Become aptakam. Become aptakam and atmaram. Become self-satisfied, blissful within yourself. Become prasanatma. Prasanatma means self-satisfied. And become free from all material desires. Have no material desire. Become this kinshin. Aptakam. Then you have the adhikar, the qualification to receive Parabhakti. Param bhaktim labhyate. It's the last line of chapter 18, verse 44. Mad bhaktim param labhyate. Then my parabhakti, my braja bhakti, I may give to you. This is Gita. This is Krishna Gita. Now, see the paradox. See the change. See the adbhut. See the adbhut tattva. See the chamatkar vichar. Chamatkar vichar. Of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is Paramahamsa Samhitam. Paramahamsa Samhitam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the Mahapuran. Srimad Bhagavatam is Amala Gyanam. Pure knowledge. There's nothing about material activities there. Devata Puja, Urdhva Gachanti Sattvasto. And Gita, Krishna is saying, Urdhva Gachanti Sattvasto. Krishna is telling, if you worship the demigods, Urdhva Gachanti Sattvasto. If you worship demigods, this teaching to Bhagavad Gita, worship demigods, go to the heavenly planet, Sattvasto. You worship demons and Rakshash, you take birth with them. You worship Buddhas and praise. Bhutejya Sarvabhutejo. Krishna's in Gita. Bhutejya, Bhutejo Sarvabhutejo. If you do Bhut Puja, you worship Pishachas, Prates, Pishachas, and all these Bhuts. Then you become a Bhut. Ghost. And you can live there in Bhut Loka. Or you worship me, then Krishna. If you worship me, then you come live with me. Golok Dham Prapti. This is Gita. But Bhagavatam, the teaching of Bhagavatam is not about Deva Upasana or Bhut Upasana or Lokik Admi Upasana. It is only about Parabhakti. The culmination, the end of the Bhagavatam is this essence of Bhagavatam in Rasalila's teaching. Raja Parabhakti. Raja Parabhakti. Radha Krishna Prema Bhakti. This is Parabhakti. Now, it's unbelievable. It's chamatkar, amazing. Adbhut, amazing. Wonderful. It's the most wonderful tattva, the most wonderful siddhanta, the most wonderful karuna. This one verse from the Bhagavatam, Dasama Skanda, chapter 33, verse 39, this shows the karuna, the karuna nature, this verse, more than any other verse, more than any other shloka or pada in the entire Vedic literature, this shloka shows the supreme effect, the supreme power of Krishna's compassion, Krishna karunya. That verse is 33-39. Vikriti tam brajabadu bir idam shavishno. Shrad anvita anushinu yad. Atavarni yadya, bhaktim param bhagavati pratilavya kamam ridrogam ashva bahinoti acharena dira. Gita says, first mukti, then prema. Krishna, the same Krishna, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha says in Dasama Skanda, in this shloka, first prema, then mukti. Amazing. This is adbhut. Adbhut karuna. Chamatkar karuna. Is it not? You have to say, yes, it is. This is Tattva Siddhanta. Clear comparison based on Acharya Vani, Mahajan Vani. It's a fact. It's irrefutable. It's true. But if you don't believe it, that's why Shukadev, when he says this, he says, oh, you'll think, how is it possible? How can I get free from lust? Lust has been attacking me and controlling me life after life after life after life. I'm Kamdev Das Anodas. I'm serving lust, my lusty desires, life after life. Impossible to get free from lust. But Krishna has one power, one Shakti. Gattana Agatana Patiyasi Shakti. This is Bhagavan Shakti. Parasya Shaktir Vavadaya Shriyate Sobhavaki Gyana Balakriyacha. Upanishads is telling. Parashakti, Krishna has many unlimited potencies. Ananta Shakti. One, which is applied to this verse. Gatana Agatana Patiyasi Shakti. That's Krishna's power to make the impossible possible. And to make the possible impossible. So you might say, my dear friend, it is impossible to get free from lust. I tried meditation. I tried so many things. And lust is always haunting me. Lust is always stalking me. Lust is always burning me. Lust is always driving me, forcing me, pushing me, tearing me apart, tearing me asunder. It is nothing but lust, intense craving, desire. I want it. I want this. I want that. And I want so many things. Ananta Icha. Money, wealth, women, prestige, travel, I want everything. Lust. So see Krishna's karuna. You worship Rasalila with faith. Faith means, I believe it. What does Shraddha mean? In this verse, Shukamuni and Vyasadeva are telling that Krishna will give this incredible blessing. He will give his love. Krishna Braja Prem Gopi Prem Pradaya. Krishna will give it if we show one thing, Shraddha. Shraddha means faith in English. Vishwas. Vishwas. Faith. Belief. Faith. The word Shraddha or Vishwas. Faith. Brings different ideas with it. It brings belief. It brings confidence. It brings love. It brings trust. Trust. Confidence. Belief. Love. It is all part and parcel of Shraddha. Faith. If you have faith in someone, then you trust them. If you have faith in someone, you have confidence in them. If you have faith in someone, you love them ultimately. Apply this to God. If someone is Shraddha Anvita, Shukamuni is using this word, Krishna will give Parabhakti. You'll get Parabhakti, then what happens? Lust will be destroyed forever, and lust will never return again. In this regard, my Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, he said, he explained the potency and the power of Rasleela Shravan, hearing Rasleela. He said that if anyone hears the Rasleela, not only Prabhupada has even given an extra spin on it, on the Ashravad, not only will one become free from lust, kamam pratilabhyate, he'll become free from lust, but lust will never again enter his heart. Prabhupada mentions this in one quote. You'll get free from lust, as is said here, kamam ridrogam, ridrogam of kam, but that lust will never come back. Once you're liberated, once you have Krishna prema, you will never come back again. Punar janma vidyate. If you're in this world and you attain Krishna prema, you never enter the world of maya anymore, illusion. You're still living here, but you're a premi bhakta. You're living amongst the people, but you may be a premi bhakta. But you'll never ever be influenced by maya. Kam, krodh, lo, mo, matsarya. Because you're a mukta jeev. You're a prema mukta jeev. You're full of prem. So belief, let's go back to belief. Let's analyze some points of belief in order to realize and receive this benediction and of the Shruti fall of Shukamuni and Vyasamuni, 10:33-39. Belief means, firstly, in this regard, in this Shastra, we believe in the Veda Shastra. We believe the Veda, the Vedas, which means so many Shruti, Smritis, etc. We believe the Vedas are the absolute truth. Shabda Brahman. We believe. Belief not only does faith mean belief and confidence and love and trust, but one thing we forgot, belief means acceptance. I believe you have the quality of a guru. I have confidence you have the quality of a guru. And I trust that you have the quality of a guru. And I want to love you. And I accept you as my guru. Now I do Sharanagati, Pranipatena, Pranipatena. Now teach me Bhakti Tattva, Sarana Tattva, Prema Tattva. So this point of Vishwas, Shraddha, also includes the idea or the activity of acceptance. Now let's go back from point to point. To receive this blessing, we will get cured from heart disease. What is a heart disease? Which is burning. We're dying. You may have heart disease, okay? BP, hypertension. And you get some stent or some surgery, bypass surgery, and you live. So the threat of death is gone. And you take your medicine and you live nicely, low BP, and no hypertension. You live a long life, then you die. You die once. So you don't die of heart attack, you simply die of old age because of taking the medicine. So that's the heart disease of the physical heart. which everyone is afraid of, and or not everyone, but let's say heart disease is the number one, as they write in the, is the number one killer of humanity. The number one killer of every man and woman is heart disease worldwide. But that disease kills you once. When you get heart disease, you die once, right? You only die once in this body. Of heart disease, you die. But we're talking about kamam ridrogam. We're talking about the pernicious, all-pervading, ever-active, relentless heart disease of lust, which is killing us not one time and finishing us. Lust is killing us moment to moment. Week to week, month to month. Sometimes we're peaceful for a few weeks or months, then we become, I'm feeling so lusty. I mean, I'm always lusty, but now I'm really lusty. I want to enjoy. So this is the heart disease, which is we're dying from at every moment, that Krishna will cure by giving us parabhakti, braja prema bhakti, from the Rasleela. This is the blessing. However, we must be shradanvita. We must believe. So now let's see. We want this blessing. We want to become healthy jivas. We want to be healthy, peaceful, happy, self-satisfied, self-controlled, self-satisfied, grateful, generous, loving, kind, living entities, full of love of God and understanding and love for everyone. Love God, love everyone. If you love God, you can love everyone. If you don't love God, you can't love anyone, not even yourself. Because if you don't love God, you can't even love yourself because you think yourself is the body. And it can never love a body. You can lust with a body, you can enjoy a body, but love means prema. There's no love in this material body. Love is a function of the Atma, expressing itself through the body. When a beautiful man and a beautiful woman are alive, they express love. Husband and wife. They express love. They exchange love. Through the vehicle or the form of the physical body, Shadir. But the actual source of the love is the Atma. Satchit Anand. That Anand means, I am made, the Jiva is made of Satchit Anand. Anand means love. Love power, love potency. Now that beautiful husband and beautiful wife, they both, somehow there's an earthquake and they both die. So the two bodies are lying there. Beautiful man is lying next to his beautiful wife. Can they love each other? Can they express love? Can they receive love, dedication, service? No. Why? Because something's missing. No, the beautiful body is there. The dashing man is there. The hero, the hunk, the hero, the hunk, the heroine, that movie star, that knockout. They're lying there. They may be in their bed, lying there in the bed. And suddenly some poisonous gas comes in there. Some poisonous gas enters their, some germ wars, some poisonous gas enters their bedroom. And they're lying there and they simply die in their sleep and embrace. Beautiful husband and wife. So the love is sourced. We say outsource. They have this term in outsourcing. The source of the love that we express to our bodies is the Atma. So Krishna, he's saying, I will give you Krishna Prema, but you have to believe in many things. These are the things you have to believe in. If you believe in these things, if you believe in the things that I will tell you, then it means you have trust in them. You have confidence in them. And you accept them to be true, and you follow them, and you believe it. Unfortunately, we are living in Kali Yuga. This is the age of argument. This is the dark age of fighting, yudhya, quarreling, wars, fighting, husband to wife, children to parents, families to families, countries to countries, nations to nations. Everyone's fighting, quarreling, arguing. Very bad, dark age, Kali Yuga. And most people around the world, they think Bible, Quran, Gita, Bhagavad Puran, Vedas, they are mythology. They are unscientific. The spiritual books, the traditional ancient books are unscientific. You cannot, they're unprovable. They're unscientific. They're irrelevant. They're a bunch of made up histories. We don't accept them. We don't trust them. We don't have confidence in them. We don't believe them. They're called, at best, they may be an agnostic, but most people are Gnostic. Not agnostic, they're Gnostic. Agnostic is an English word that means maybe God's there, maybe not. And a Gnostic, agnostic, a Gnostic. Gnostic is a Hindi word which means atheist. A play on language. Agnostic is English, and Gnostic is Hindi, or Sanskrit. Or they're Pashandis, they're Antyajas, they're outside of Vedic culture. Vedic culture, oh, forget it. Eat, drink, and be merry. Ha! Enjoy. You see all the signs. Enjoy. Everywhere you see in India, we travel preaching. Big signs. Enjoy this beverage. Enjoy this food. The big words are there. Enjoy. Enjoy. Exploit. Expand your selfishness. This is the preaching. So when you approach someone and say, my dear sir, will you please accept this Bhagavad Gita and read it tightly? Closely. It will benefit you. It will help you. Ah! What is that? My grandmother read that. My father never read that. My grandmother read that. And every day she did Bhagavad Gita puja and she opened it and she chanted these shlokas and all these things. Ah! Useless stuff. Science! Technology! Computers! I push my this and that and I get whatever I want. I shop on the telephone. I bank on the telephone. I eat on the telephone. I sleep on the telephone. Everything's mobile, but no one's going anywhere. In English, there's the word called mobility. Mobility means movement. Mobility. Or mobile means the ability to move here and there. It's a play on words. Everybody has mobiles, but they're going nowhere. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So, what do these people think about Shastra? Because I'm teaching you the points, one by one, which we have to believe in and accept if we want to attain Braja Parabhakti from Krishna. The Shruti file, the Ashirvada, the Shloka. One is, we have to believe and accept the Shastra. Shastra Vishwas. I believe in Gita. I believe in Srimad Bhagavatam. What do I believe? I believe it's truth. I have confidence. Remember, I define belief as acceptance, confidence, and truth, and love. I believe in a Bhagavad Gita. Yes, I believe in Gita. Yes, yes, I believe in Gita. It's very nice. Belief is only part of it. Shraddha means belief and acceptance. I believe in Gita and I accept it. It says become a vegetarian. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakti prayachati. Krishna is saying, worship me with vegetarian sattvic bhog. He's not saying, offer me Johnny Walker, offer me whiskey, offer me pig and chicken, murgi prayachati. Machli Priyakati, Lasan Priyachati, Piyaj Priyachati. He's saying, Bhakti Priyachati, offer me with devotion, a leaf, vegetables and fruits and grains and sweets. Krishna is prescribing. Where does it tell in the Bhagavad Gita you're supposed to be a vegetarian? I don't believe it. I don't accept it. I don't have confidence. I don't trust it. That Bhagavad Gita was written by some guy in Delhi. Some guy in Delhi wanted to make some money, wrote that book. And he put God's name on it. Bhagavad Gita. That person's Gnostic. He's atheist, non-believer. Avishvas. So we accept the teachings and we follow it. However, Krishna describes the Kali Yuga people. Us, you and me. What kind of people are we? Krishna describes in 18th chapter what we are. Ya means this. This Bhagavad Gita, that Puran, Bhagavad Puran. Ya Shastra Vidim Utsrija Bhartate Kamakarata Nasasinamavapnoti Nasukam Nam Param Naparam Gatim. Krishna says, I know Arjuna, I know the kind of people that will be in India and America and Russia. I know the kind of men and women that will come to this world in 5,000 years. They'll say, Yashastra Vidhi Utsrijya, Shastra Tyag, Shastra Vairagya. Ah, Bhagavad Gita, ah, useless, unscientific, unprovable, that has no value at all. Yashastra Vidhi Utsrijya, they will reject the Shastras, no faith in Shastras. I have faith in technology. Technology Vishwas. Become Vishwas. The Shastra Vidim. I don't follow Shastra. I don't need Shastra. I don't need Gita, Bhagavad Puran, Mahapuran. I need me. Aham Mameti. Janasya Moham. Janasya Moham Yam. Aham Mameti. Janasya Moho Yam. Aham Mameti. Every Jana thinks Janasya Moham. Every living entity, every human being on this planet is covered by illusion. Jana Moha. Jana Mo. You say in Hindi, Mo. Sanskrit, Moha. Jana Moha. Aham Mameti. I am God. I am great. I am so special. I am controlling everything. I am Ishvaraham. Aham Bhoghi. I am perfect. Siddham. Balavan Sukhi. I am so strong. I am so famous. I am so powerful. Siddham. Balavan Sukhi. And I'm very, very happy. But Gita says, Janma Mrityu Jaya Vyadi Dukkha Doshana Darshanam. Krishna is telling Dukkha Anudarshanam. Dukkha Anudosh. Krishna is saying, moment by moment, my dear Mr. Man or Woman, you are actually experiencing misery, Dukkha and Dosh. Unhappiness, suffering, and faults and problems and obstacles. Anudarshana. Anudarshana means one by one, minute by minute. Hey, come on. I'm Ishwaraham. Aham Bhogi. I'm enjoying. I'm so happy. Oh. Pate rogue. Oh, that chopan bhog was too much. Chuck-a-chuck. Chuck-a-chuck bhog. But now my Dr. Sahib. Dawa dedo. May pate karab hoga. My stomach is paining. Both dard hai. Pate dard. Take so-and-so bomb. So now you're an Arapati. You're an Arapati, Kurapati. And you control everything. And you're perfect. And you're powerful. Balavan and Siddham. And you're a bogey, aham bogey. And you're a controller. No. You have to submit yourself and become very humble. Oh, Dr. Saab, please help me. I can't control my pain in my belly. I can't control my ulti. You know, ulti? Ulti is what goes down comes uppy. When what goes down becomes uppy, it's ulti. You vomit. They don't need Shastra. No need for Gita. Ah, mythologies. Ah, make-believe stories. These are stories for children and old women, old widows. They sit around and read these happy stories from Puranas. And Krishna says, yes, very nice mentality. Yashastra vidam utsrija. So what is your mode of action? What is your method of action? Vartate kamakarata. I don't follow Shastra Vartman. Shastra Vartman. I refuse and reject to follow the path and the teachings and the way of scripture, Shastra. So Vartate kamakarata. I am not going to act according to Shastra Vidhi, the Yama Niyam of Shastra. I am going to act according to my kam. Vartate kamakarate. I'm going to follow the kam varta, kam vartma, the road and path of kam. It feels good, do it. Eat, drink, and be merry. Yes, eat, drink, be merry, enjoy. This is asura sampat. This is the mentality of a demon. Nastik bhav. It's everywhere. So then what happens? If you reject the Shastra and do it your way, I'm going to live life my way and do my thing. Oh, Sunil, what are you doing? I'm doing my thing. Your thing is rather strange. Is it sanctioned in Shastra? Is this allowed in Shastra? Shastra, it's my thing. I do what I want, when I want, and how I want. That's called Vartate Kamakarata. your karta, your actions are guided by and controlled by your lusty material desires, bas. So what happens? Where do you go? What do you get from your idea? Krishna tells clearly in this verse in 18th chapter, Vartate kamaka, nasa siddham apapnoti, nasukam na paramgatim. Your way of life, your way of modern life, modern living, it's bogus. It results in suffering now and forever. Nasa siddham abapnoti, nasiddhi abapnoti. You reject my Gita, you reject my Bhagavad Puran, you will get no perfection. What is perfection? To be happy is perfection. What is perfection? To be peaceful day and night, that's perfection. What's perfection? To be free from fear day and night. But you're worried, oh, the tax man's coming to get my money, I have to hide my money. Oh, the gundas and dacoits are coming to rob me. Oh, I need 25 security guards, the machine guns. Don't come and take my money. Don't take my bungalow. Don't look under my mattress. I have 5,000 crores there. Bayam, fear. So much fear. You have everything, but you have nothing. You're Ishwar and a bogey, a controller, but actually you have nothing. Peace is everything. Peace is gold. Peace is shanti. Shanti is more valuable than gold. Peace of mind, peaceful heart. Nasa siddhima vapnoti. That is a perfection, but the real perfection is mukti. Vaikuntha mukti. Golok prapti mukti. Krishna prema. Nasa siddhim avapnoti. Krishna is saying, you don't attain any perfection in your life. You live, you enjoy, you die, and take birth again. Now you're a manush jana. Now you're a human being. You're living like a dog. You're thinking like a dog. You have kuta swabhav and kuta achar. So next life, kuta kurate, kuta bhavatu. Paramatma says, yes, my dear Mr. Industrialist. Yes, my dear cheating politician. Yes, my dear rich materialist. Kuta deha bhavatu. Kuta sharir bhavatu. Now become a dog. Because refused to believe in, and refused to worship God when you were a manush. Now you don't want to worship G-O-D. Now become D-O-G. Man becomes dog. Man becomes rat. Man becomes snake. Man becomes pig. Man becomes monkey. This is papa karma foul. Papa karma foul. Because yashastra virim utsrija. Who needs it? Nasa siddhima vapnoti, nasukam na param gatim. Krishna says, I guarantee, Bhagavan, God, the Supreme Absolute Truth is, I swear, I guarantee, I can write in copper plate, doing it your way, doing your independent thing. I'm doing my independent thing. This is my thing. Eat, drink, and be merry. I guarantee you'll never experience real happiness. Real happiness means shanti, peace. Real happiness means no fear. And one will only get that type of shanti, that peace and happiness, and that type of joy by becoming a devotee of God, surrendering to Bhagavan. Krishna is a source of peace. Krishna is a source of happiness. Krishna is a source of perfection. So this is a problem because when I'm describing point by point what's required to get Braja Prema Bhakti from Krishna in this Bhagavad Puran verse, the first thing is that we have to accept the Shastra Vidhi. We have to accept that the Bible, the Quran, the Bhagavad Gita, and our Vedas, these Shastras are Shabda Brahman. They are spiritual divine teachings given by God and realized souls. Atmaram Munis, Aptakam Munis, Rishis Munis, saints, seers of the truth. The great Mahajans, the great Acharyas, the great spiritual teachers of the world. They've seen God, they've realized God, and they are Shaktyavesh, they are empowered to write about how to realize God as they have done, and speak about it as they have done. So we have to accept the Shastra as truth. It's truth, absolute truth. It's real. I believe it. I submit to it, and I love it, and I follow it. That's the first point. Accept Shastra. Then we have to accept that God exists. There is God. And his name is Allah and Jehovah and Krishna and Ram and Vishnu. He has many Anantanamam. God has many names in different faith traditions. God exists. He's a supreme person. Krishna, Bhagavan. Bhagavan means the supreme personality of God. He's a person. He walks, he talks, he laughs, he loves, he controls, he gives, he takes. I accept the Shastras are true, real. I believe, I submit. I believe in God. I accept that. And I believe that there's a spiritual world. Vaikuntha, Parabrahma. There's all these planets in the material world. Ananta Jagat, Ananta Jagananda, Ananta Jagananda. There are thousands and thousands of universes with millions and millions of planets in each one. But beyond, beyond, beyond all this range, Bhurvabha Swa is Vaikuntha. And beyond Vaikuntha, the center part of Vaikuntha is the lotus, the Braja Padma, the lotus of Braj Mandal, where Radha and Krishna and all his Nitya Parishads, his eternal associates, are dancing and loving and exchanging. We have to believe in a spiritual world. Shastra, God, Krishna, is Bhagavan Sri Krishna. We have to believe in a spiritual world beyond this. Nitya Dham, Golok Dham, Prema Dham, Golok Dham, Shanti Dham, Golok Dham. Nitya, going there, you never return. Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yovati Tattva. He's telling Arjuna, Janma Karma Chame Divyam. If you understand the transcendental nature, Arjuna, of my birth and my activities, my appearance, my avirbhav, it's not a janma, really. Krishna appears. He descends in this world. Janma karma chamedavyam. He says that punar janma vijate. Arjuna, if you understand me, if you surrender unto me and become pure lover of me, the Krishna Premi, you'll never take birth in this world. You go beyond Brahmaloka, beyond Satyaloka, you'll go to Goloka. Guarantee. We have to believe in the spiritual world. Then we have to believe that, for example, Goloka Vrindavan, that spiritual lok, Goloka, that Divya lok, Prema loka, Leela lok of Krishna, is full of transcendental, spiritual, celestial, divine beings. Everything there is Chinmoya Shakti. Ananda Chinmoya Rasa Pratibhavi Tabi, Tabiri Eva Nijrupa Kalan. So there is a spiritual world, a planet, and it's not just floating like the sun planet. It is inhabited by devotees, premi bhaktas of Ram and premi bhaktas of Vishnu. And in Goloka Vrindavan, it's inhabited. The vasis are all premi bhaktas of Radha and Krishna. And on that planet, they're all exchanging. They're giving love to Krishna, receiving his love. And they're relishing and they're tasting rasa swadana. Prem ras aswadana. Prem ras aswadana means they are tasting, relishing, enjoying spiritual, divine, loving relationship with Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan. We have to accept that. We have to believe that. We have to have confidence in that. That's another requirement of Sharanvita, have faith. And then, we have to, as I said, believe in Shastra. We have to believe that Shukamuni and Vyasadeva was speaking on behalf of Krishna. We have to believe that this Shruti fall is correct. Yes, I believe, I accept, I have trust, I have confidence. That if I hear the Ras Panchadaya with faith and acceptance, and I believe it, then Shukamuni and Badarayani, Vyasadeva, and Bhagavan Sri Krishna, they will bless me. Krishna will bless me with Braja Prema Bhakti, Madhurya Bhakti. And I will become free from lust once and for all. I will never attain lust. This is the unique, amazing power of this Rasa Panchadaya. So it can purify and sanctify the entire world if we believe. But most of us are atheists or borderline atheists. We don't believe in Shastra. We don't believe in God. We don't believe in a spiritual world. We don't believe in spiritual beings. We don't believe in Prem Ras. We don't believe in exchanges of love. We don't believe the soul is eternal because we're an illusion. There was one singer who once sang a song, and this song, and he listed long things which he doesn't believe in. He was a typical Gnostic atheist demon of this material world. He listed all these things. I don't believe, and he named all kinds of shastras. I don't believe in this book, any kind of scripture. I don't believe in Quran. I don't believe in Quran. There's Quran. I don't believe in Quran. I don't believe in Quran. I don't believe in Gita. I don't believe in this. And the conclusion of his song was, I just believe in me. I have mamta vishwas. Mamta vishwas. I believe, I have faith in myself and nobody else. Of course, this is the philosophy of a Gnostic atheist. Doesn't believe in anything but himself. So if we have these requirements, this is the meaning of Shadanvita. Shadanvita means I have belief, confidence, love, trust. And I fully accept all that. If we fully accept, this is the meaning of Shraddha. When Krishna is like saying Shadanvita, I completely and fully accept all the points I mentioned. Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I fully accept the Bhagavad Puran is Shabda. It's transcendental. Shabda Brahman. Transcendental spiritual sound vibration. This is Radha Krishna Sarup. The Bhagavatam. This sacred scripture is non-different from God and His Shakti. All His love is here. All His leelas are here. All His tattvas and siddhantas here in Bhagavad Puran. And one by one, if we accept all these things, then we can enter the Ras Lila, we can hear about it, we can study it, we can remember it, we can worship it, we can preach to selected audiences about different levels and aspects of Ras Lila, prachar. And then we can get the mercy of this prema. So we'll conclude today's lecture at this point. And just one more point I wanted to say, that there's a very nice proverb. Very, very nice proverb. Listen to this. Very nice. For one who believes, no explanation is necessary. And for one who doesn't believe, no explanation is possible. So the keynote here, the requirement is Shraddha. If we don't have belief in Shastra and God and the statements of Shastra, that's absolute truth, perfect, infallible, then no amount of explanation is possible. Because there's another expression we say in America, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. So he's a Gnostic, he's an atheist, and you preach, oh, you should accept Shastra, it's Shabda Brahman, it's absolute truth, it's flawless, it's perfect. It's transcendental. It will help you. It will benefit you. So you preach with logic. You do pravachan with logic, with reason, with shastra praman and basis and practical experience of this gentleman and yourself. And he says, yes, yes, it makes sense what you say. And it's very logical and very reasonable. And I've also experienced what you say. But you know what I think? I don't believe it. I still don't believe it. Because I've met thousands of people like this in my 35 years of pravachan. You explain with perfect logic and reason. Not shastra, logic, reason, experience. Pratyaksha, pratyaksha, anuman, naya, naya, pratyaksha, experience. And then after all that, he says, yes, Swamiji, it makes sense what you say. It seems correct. I really can't. I say, can you argue my points? Can you debate with me? Can you refute what I've said? No, Swamiji. It's a flawless argument. It's very reasonable, logical. And you're just touching on scripture. My mind accepts it. And I appreciate your concern and your compassion. But, I don't believe it. This is Kali Yuga. We keep preaching though, and nevertheless. So that's the proverb. For one who believes a Shraddhavan, it's called Shraddhavan, Vishwasvan. Shraddhavan means one who possesses belief. Shraddha. Bhagavan ka Shraddha. Bhagavan ka vishwas. He believes in the reality of God. God exists. I am his part and parcel. Mevam cho jivaloke jiva bhuta sanatana mana shastrani indriyani prakriti sanikarshati. Krishna says in Gita, I believe it. Shukamuni says it, I believe it. Vyasadeva says it, I believe it. It's absolute truth. I have confidence. I have love. I have submission. I accept it. I follow it. That is called a Vishwas Jana. That's called Shravan. He possesses true faith. Not nowadays, what do people have faith in? I don't believe in God. I believe in money. Money is my God. In God we trust. But that's actually the American name for money. The American name for money is God. So on the, they have a $1 bill that says on the back of it, only the $1 bill, because that doesn't mean much. When you get to a $5 bill and a $50 bill and a $100 bill, which is the top, it doesn't say anything in the back about in God we trust. So the Americans, being an American-born person, Americans have the idea, yes, we can trust in God up to $1. Bhagavan, he has a credit line, he has a debit card, his wife gave him a debit card. It's good for $1. He can charge up to $1. Then after that, on the $5 and the $20, $10, $50, $100, everyone in India is only seeing $100 bills. $100, it just has some picture of some president or some leader of the country or some building. And they forgot about God. They're worshiping buildings and people. In God we trust. So I met many Indians when I was in America preaching. They said, Swamiji, you American people are so Shravan. So Shravan has so much faith in God. And of course they do. And there are many, many believers of God in America. Thousands, millions of them. They're very pious, religious people. And so are the Indians. But most are going away from that. I said, my dear sir, why do you say that? Oh, the $1 bill says, in God we trust. We have Bhagavan ka vishwas. Bhagavan ka shraddha. All you American people are shraddhali. You're full of shraddha. Oh, listen, my dear Indian friend. You're so innocent and you're so compassionate. Let me explain from the inside, an insider's look. For we Americans, God is a synonym. It's another word for rupees. It's another word for crores. It's another way of saying crores. So when we say in God we trust, we're actually meaning in money we trust. And this is the philosophy nowadays. We don't trust in Shastra, we trust in money. We don't believe in sadhus and saints and rishis. Ah, they're all bekar. All sadhus, sannyasi, all bekar. They're all useless. Faltu. There's a scandal with this one and a scandal with that one. And a scandal. So many scandals. Duke and dosh. So many doshas. Ah, money, science, technology, mobile, internet, satellite dish. That's all I believe in. Shastra, that's for my great-grandmother, and she died 100 years ago. Shastra is for my great-grandmother, and she died 100 years ago, and that was the end of Shastra for me. So this is a call to pious people, religious people. Renew your faith in scriptures and Shastra. Renew your faith in God. God exists. Believe in Him. Serve Him. Worship Him. Hear about Him. Read about Him. In all the sacred teachings and spiritual books of the world. God lives in Shastra. God lives in Scripture. Do you want to live with God? Then you have to live by the Shastra. God lives in Shastra. God lives. Bhagavan is in the Shastra. If you want to live with God, He's in the Shastra. So you live with Shastra, then you'll live with God eternally. This is our message for today.